The Gaundi and Maz Show.
What a fun morning, Maz. We gave away, with that 50K feeling on our show, everything on the entire wheel.
That was the best surprise. What a great way to surprise someone. Hey, you think you've won one thing, but you've actually won everything, all of the things.
It's one of the fun parts of the job, isn't it? You know, yes. Someone calls the show.
It's the best.
And we just say, hey, you've won $1,000 cash, $500 worth of fuel, $500 at the Iconic, a Samsung Galaxy Tab A tablet from Harvey Norman Computers.
So good. It's like shopping with someone else's credit card.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like you just go, you just do what you want because it's not our money.
Holly cried. We cried. Our promotions department cried because we gave away more than $50,000. Well, but it was a good time.
We blew the budget, but that's just becoming sort of congruent with our show, isn't it?
That's right.
We just, you know, they say spend this much and we just spend more.
Over 100 winners we had doing that too.
So, cool.
So big shout out for that. Hey, on the podcast today, Britney Spears.
Holy moly. This story is huge. Like growing up, Britney for me was definitely the biggest pop star on the planet.
Yep, same here.
And
had
she
a poster of her on my wall.
As did many, many teenage boys. Oh. Did you want to marry her? My bestie from when I was a kid, Matt. He was convinced that he was a very good-looking man, actually. I did think if Britney ever met Matt that he'd be in with a chance. But he was like, I'm going to marry her. Like, she's just a dream girl. She's just everything.
It was a toss-up between Britney Spears.
A literal toss-up.
Yeah. And Katie Holmes from Dawson's Creek.
Oh, yes!
They were the two. Yeah.
Different, though.
Yeah, but same time. Same
Katie
time
Holmes
capsule.
Had this, like, real wholesome, like, girl next door vibe, and Britney was just this, like, sass beast.
That's right.
Like, she'd whip you in the face with her hair.
Who did you have on your wall, poster-wise?
MacGyver.
Oh, yeah, great.
Richard Dean Anderson.
Love that.
And Shane from Home and Away for a little moment there.
My wife, Jamie, was convinced she was going to marry Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
She didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa, weird.
What?
You pretended to be Nick Carter.
Yeah.
Once.
That's right.
And in a performance. And you had his hair cut.
To my neighbours, yeah. I think that's why Jamie likes me so much.
100%.
I remind her of Nick Carter. And also some other guy from Home and Away. You'll love this story.
Is it Shane from Home and Away?
Not Shane from Home and Away. It was, name some Home and Away people from back in the day.
Shane?
Not Shane, no.
Angel?
Oh, forget his name.
Shane
Jamie's
going
to kill me for this. Anyway, but what? Recently, a year or two. Ryan who?
I don't know. I just said
a couple of years ago, we were on the beach.
Home and Away.
At Pearl Beach, myself and Jamie, pretty secluded beach, and he was walking up.
Actual
the person walking up.
Who is he?
And then we had him on the radio show the next day.
Oh, my God. Who is the guy from Home and Away that Jamie wanted to be with?
Kind of had little curly hair, and he was with Beck Cartwright in the show. They were like the big relationship.
I'm looking it up.
Who was Beck Cartwright's boyfriend on the show? I think they even went out for a bit. This is back in the day. So Beck, it's now Beck Hewitt, isn't it?
Beck Hewitt.
Yeah, so Beck Cartwright was with, he's an actor, obviously.
No. Noah Lawson?
No.
Was it Noah?
People listening, that might have been the character name. Who played Noah Lawson? People listening right now will know.
Noah. It wasn't Chris Egan, was
it? Nah, not Chris Egan. Oh. Damn it. I'm going to text her now. Who was the guy we saw on the beach?
Bo Brady.
That's the one.
Bo Brady.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we were on the beach.
Yes.
And Bo Brady was walking along the beach and Jamie freaked out and she was
she
like,
would have lost it.
Oh my God, I'm like, what, who is this guy? She's like, that's Bo Brady. I've got the biggest crush on him ever.
Did she say anything? What did she do? Was he wearing Crocs?
No, he had his shirt off. Good rig.
Why has he got his shirt off?
Because we're on the beach. Yeah, really good rig. And as I saw him walking, I put my shirt on. No word of a lie. I'm like, I'm not being compared to this dude with a great rig from Home and Away that she loved back in the day. And so then we got him on the radio the next day we put him together. It was amazing.
She would have lost it.
Oh, she lost it.
Oh, man.
Still with me, though, baby.
That's
suck on
beautiful.
That, Bo Brady.
Oh, bless. Oh, my God. What a great story.
Anyway, what were we talking about? Britney Spears.
Shane from Home and Away. Oh, yeah, Britney.
Yeah, that's right.
How did we get there? Oh, anyway, whatever. Britney Spears, yes, you would have seen the news story. We've got the audio from the courtroom where she addressed the judge and said, here are all the reasons why I shouldn't be controlled by a bunch of people. It's so confronting and full on, but I'm so glad her story is now getting out there.
Just on confronting as the music's about to end here.
Oh, God, we've been talking for that long.
Yeah, it's been about 5-6 minutes.
Sorry.
There it goes. Oh. Jana has a ripping story from one of her dates.
Oh, my God.
On a date with a criminal, which you're going to hear in the podcast.
Former criminal.
Former criminal. Yeah. But it's a great story. Wait till you hear this. Enjoy the podcast today.
Okay. Thanks for indulging us.
Hi, Bo Brady, if you're listening. Oh, she's still with me. Sucked in. End of you. We're doing a poem. We're doing a poem. It's all off the back of the cinnamon donut loaf, which we're about to try as well on the show. We got it from which supermarket?
We purchased it from a
Coles supermarket.
Sorry, I just...
And you can't bring yourself to walk into a Coles.
I don't know what it is.
They've got the same stuff in there. They've got all the things you need. They've got grapefruit and veg.
I understand this. They are... The supermarkets... fundamentally are the same. They sell the same stuff. There's a very maybe tiny price point difference. And I don't know why. I'm a Woolies snob. I love going to my Woolies. It makes sense to me. I feel comfortable there.
Is it a childhood thing? Did your mum shop at Woolies?
We shopped at Franklin's.
Oh, okay.
So they don't exist anymore. I feel like Aldi is the modern version of Franco's. I don't know what's going on. I just like Woolies.
All right. We're polling Coles v. Woolies this morning. How loyal to the brand are you? Because I flip between the two. No, I just go whatever I'm feeling at the time.
Maybe I care too much.
I will go in there. But there is certain items in certain Woolies and certain Coles that do sort of, if they've got the exclusive item, it'll help to make 100% people go there.
100%.
Tina in Coffs, where do you sit on this?
I'm just shop anywhere. I'm just a bit of a tramp. I go all over the place. I've got no loyalty.
Right.
I'm like you. I just,
loyalty at all.
Yeah.
I think I used to love the old Franklin's, and maybe Mazubit's been traumatised because it's gone.
Yeah, maybe I miss Franklin's because that was our Thursday night shopping, routine with my mum.
What about Harris Farmers Market?
Or used to work there. Yeah. You need to spread yourself thin.
Really? You reckon I need to just get around a Coles and see how it feels?
Yeah.
Get yourself out there and experience it.
You don't even know what you're missing in there.
I'm so sheltered.
Imagine if you go in there and you go, wow, look at this, what I've been missing here.
I will, though.
There'd be items in there you don't even know exist.
I look in through that, abrasive red and white on the wall, and I go, oh, I don't want to go in there. Take me to the green field of Woolies.
Let's go to Monique on the Central Coast. Okay. Are you loyal to a brand, Monique?
Look, I prefer to be at Woolies because they're organised.
Okay.
If you get stuck at Woolies, you can be at the end of the aisle and look up and down, and they've got the big signs that tell you what's in every aisle.
That's true.
Whereas Coles, I'm confused at Coles. Yeah. I'm a start at Aldi. What I can't get at Aldi, I go to Woolies. Because Woolies is near Aldi.
Yes.
But if I don't need to go to Aldi, I only go to Coles because the parking's better, but I hate it.
Well, Coles and Woolies are the big two.
I hate it.
Well, are you telling me that the Coles don't have the thing on the aisles that tell you what's in the aisles? I thought all supermarkets had that.
Woolies have the ones when you look down the aisle, they've got little labels, if that makes sense.
Do you still use those?
No, the big labels at the end are the good ones.
Yeah, the big ones.
I feel I've been going to the supermarket so long now, I barely need to look at those things. I just know where the detergent is, and I know where the peanut butter is.
It's the little things, like when you want to get the lemon in the squeezy bottle. What aisle is that in?
Mm.
What aisle is the lemon squeezy stuff in? It's with the sauces, FYI.
Who's got time to read those signs? Let's look for the young worker and go, oi, where's the lemon?
Or
whoever's working there.
Creep?
No, just whoever's working. They're normally young. They're stocking shelves or whatever the hell they're doing. Hey, come over here. Okay. Tell me where the lemon squeezy thing is in the aisle. Daniel. Now, Daniel's worked for both, Maz.
Oh, good.
This is interesting.
You are the person I need to talk to. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so you've worked at both Coles and Woolies?
Yes.
And you can definitively answer this question?
Yes, I would definitely say Woolies.
Is the better supermarket?
Absolutely.
And why?
Based on?
The morale of the team.
Oh, the morale.
The morale. What
Maybe
is morale?
Maybe that's the vibe that I'm picking up on when I go into Woolies. I'm like, oh, I love the culture here. That's why I'm going to shop here.
Is the morale low at Coles, is it? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, absolutely.
Prices are down. Morale is down.
And is that it? Is it just the vibe?
You're going to get served at Woolies because they're given enough team.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
Do you know what? It kind of makes a lot of sense. Vibe is everything. Mm. Vibe is so important.
I have a great time when I go to Coles, though. I'm living in there.
You're bringing the vibe to Coles, which is great for Coles.
Daniel, did you get fired from Coles? Is that why you've got this
salty.
Take on it?
No, I left there because they weren't giving me money to get my job done.
Oh, okay.
Ah,
there you
okay.
Go.
Well, that's personal matters from Dan this morning. Look, I will say this: it did fall Woolies' side this morning in the poll.
It did, didn't it?
It did.
But we don't. I don't know why. I feel like we still haven't answered the why some people prefer Woolies. I don't know. And you threw Harris Farm into the mix there. Great suggestion. But there's not one super close.
I'm going to go into Woolies today and just feel the vibe and see if Dan's on the money and go, is this? I mean, but Coles has
what?
Coles Radio. They play some tunes
in
there.
Don't tell me you go to Coles for Coles Radio.
Yeah,
and
some
you work
bangers.
At this radio station.
I love the bangers.
Guys.
Everyone wants a crack at that 50K feeling, Will. We've been saying all week it's going to be huge.
This is the biggest spin. It's the spin that you don't want to miss.
There's been one thing bigger than it this week, and that is the cinnamon yes. donut toast.
The taste test.
Oh, there has been a lot of talk for a loaf of bread, I've got to say.
Cinnamon donut flavoured soft loaf.
Yep.
This scrumptious loaf is soft in the middle but also crunchy on the outside when toasted.
Each
slice is slightly sweetened and made with delicious bursts of cinnamon flavour. Toast a slice and it will fill your house with an irresistible aroma of freshly baked cinnamon donuts.
I do have to say it does smell delicious.
Never a boring bite.
And
it smells epic.
Are you a raisin toast eater?
I love raisin toast.
It's kind of got that kind of vibe about
Should we...
Let's taste test this thing. Everyone's been talking about it all week. We finally got our hands on it. Here we go, the taste test.
Mm.
I love a lot of butter. Thank you, producer Ash. A lot of butter's great.
Not what I was expecting.
No?
No. I don't know about that.
I would eat it. I was expecting it to be a bit more cinnamon donut-y. It's kind of like a bit more slightly cinnamon.
It's a sad raisin toast.
Yeah, without the raisins.
Do you know what I mean?
It is a bit like that. Yeah, because raisin toast already tastes cinnamony for some reason.
It does have a bit of cinnamon swirl through there. That is not... I feel like they've done... the wrong marketing on that.
I think they've done... No, well, the marketing was brilliant. Everyone went nuts for it.
The
but
taste is not living up to anything
hype.
Cinnamon donut-y at all.
Oh, no.
I was expecting, like, cut a cinnamon donut in half, toast that.
Oh, yeah. And flatten it out.
Bad boy. And have that. I don't know. Last night, I started baking bread again.
Mm-hmm.
It's just super fun. Maybe I should try and do a homemade...
Oh, yeah.
What do you reckon?
Think you can do better?
I reckon I'm not the best baker, but I go all right in the kitchen. I love baking, and I reckon that I can.
I love the sound of this. So
what
over
do you
the
think?
Weekend,
I'll
yeah, yeah.
I'll try and do a cinnamon donut homemade loaf. What are the ingredients? Sugar.
How much sugar's in it? Tell me.
Cinnamon.
How many grams?
And sugar.
How many grams of sugar?
Per serving.
This will be good.
What, so there's 12 servings. So in one slice.
One slice that I just ate. How many grams?
6 grams.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
Gonna be bouncing.
Only one slice for you.
No, I'm eating both of these, baby.
Ooh, 12 grams of sugar for you.
All right, bring in the homemade gear on Monday.
I'm going to attempt to
top
do
it.
Better.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and top tip top.
Okay.
There you go.
Yep.
Put that in an opener.
Top that up. If you missed that, we need to talk about Britney Spears, guys.
Yeah.
Spears! Hi, this is Britney Spears. Oops, let's go.
This is definitely a news story that has taken over the world right now. This is huge. Britney Spears, yesterday in a court in Los Angeles via phone, gave a speech to a judge requesting that the conservatorship that she has been living under for the last 13 years be removed. And what she has shed light on her living conditions, why she didn't speak up sooner, how controlled she really is, has been really confronting.
There's so much to this as well. We touched on it about an hour ago and played you some audio from it, but we have more for you here.
We do. So this is audio actually from Paris Hilton's Instagram, because somehow it seems like he's recorded what happened in the court. And so you will hear some like notification sounds and message sounds. That's just from his phone. So just gloss over that. But first up, so Britney expressed that she's wanted to speak out against the conservatorship for a really long time, but she had a good reason for holding back.
Sitting in a chair 10 hours a day, 7 days a week, it ain't fun. And especially when you can't walk out the front door. And that's why I'm telling you this again 2 years later. After I've lied and told the whole world I'm okay and I'm happy, it's a lie. I thought I said that enough. Maybe I might become happy because I've been in denial. I've been in shock. I am traumatized. You know, fake it till you make it. But now I'm telling you the truth, okay? I'm not happy. I can't sleep. I'm so angry, it's insane, and I'm depressed. I cry every day, and the reason I'm telling you this is because I don't think how the state of California can have all this written in the court documents from the time I showed up and do absolutely nothing, just hire with my money another person to keep my dad on board.
Hearing her speak there does make me think the subliminal messages she was sending through her Instagram page that everyone speculated on is true. I really do think she was trying to get a message out there in some way.
Possibly. Yeah. Well, she's definitely getting the message out now.
Yep.
And it's really, it's so confronting to hear that is, I feel so sad for her right now. But I'm hoping that, you know, this is going to turn the decision on its head. So she also has spoken at length about the power that her dad in particular has had over her.
My dad and anyone involved in this conservatorship and my management who played a huge role in punishing me when I said, no, ma'am, they should be in jail. Their cool tactics working for Miley Cyrus as she smokes on joints and stage at the VMAs. Nothing is ever done to this generation for doing wrong things. But my precious body, who's worked for my dad for the past 13 years, trying to be so good and pretty, so perfect when he works me so hard, when I do everything I'm told in the state of California, allowed my ignorant father to take his own daughter, who only has a role with me if I work with him. They set back the whole course and allowed him to do that to me. That's given these people I've worked for way too much control.
I'm yet to be a dad, but I can't imagine the day. Like, how do you exploit your kids to this extent?
I don't know.
It's just nuts.
It is.
It's so crazy.
But it happens. Yeah, it happens. Yeah. And it's happened in such a public way for so long, and I don't know if anyone really knew what was actually going on behind the scenes. She's also mentioned that she wants to just not, I guess, you know, shed light, but expose the people who have done this to her.
I also would like to be able to share my story with the world and what they did to me instead of it being a hush-hush secret to benefit all of them. I want to be able to be heard on what they did to me by making me keep this in for so long is not good for my heart. I've been so angry and I cry every day. It concerns me. I'm told I'm not allowed to expose the people who did this to me. For my sanity, I need you to the judge to approve me, do an interview where I can be heard on what they did to me.
Mm. Wow. Two more really great bits of audio that we want to share. She also went on to say how she thinks that this whole entire thing makes no sense.
Again, it makes no sense whatsoever for the state of California to sit back and literally watch me with their own two eyes make a living for so many people and pay so many people trucks and buses on tour on the road with me and be told I'm not good enough, but I'm great at what I do. And I allow these people to control what I do, ma'am, and it's enough. It makes no sense at all.
It does feel like a no-brainer to me. Oh, the fact that they have to go through this process in the first place, it should just be an instant, have a meeting, psychologist, whatever it is, and work this thing out.
Her closing statement is pretty intense, and it just, I guess it shows how scared she is and how suppressed she is right now.
I deserve to have a life. I've worked my whole life. I deserve to have a 2 to 3 year break and just, you know, do what I want to do. I feel open and I'm okay to talk to you today about it, but I wish I could stay with you on the phone forever, because when I get off the phone with you, all of a sudden, I hear all these no's. No, no, no. And then all of a sudden I feel ganged up on and I feel bullied and I feel left out and alone. And I'm tired of feeling alone. I deserve to have the same rights as anybody does by having a child, a family, any of those things, and more so.
So there you go.
Free Britney.
Chat with Jenna Hocking.
Here she is, our love dating expert, Jenna Hocking.
Hey, Jenna.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Hi, babe. What was it like chatting to Colin Fastnage?
He's a bit dreamy, isn't he? That Irish accent.
Bad boys, she's talking. Bad boys, yeah?
Yeah.
That's right,
oh,
bad
I
boys.
Get it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I know.
It's the bad boys.
He wasn't in this movie.
No, he wasn't in that movie, but it's the bad boys. Bad boys,
great
bad boys.
Movie.
Yeah.
Not Colin Fastnage.
No.
No, no. Okay, that makes sense. So Colin Fastnage was on my podcast this week talking about he gets a front row seat to first dates always because
yeah, he's a chef.
So he gets to watch like the good, the bad, the ugly. He's seen bad proposals.
Oh,
he's
yes.
seen bad breakups. He's seen everything from the chef's
How
kitchen
juicy.
In a restaurant.
He should write a
so
book.
So juicy. Oh, my God. Well, he spilt all the beans on the podcast this week, which was fascinating, including a few celebrity encounters, which was pretty interesting.
Any names?
Heath Ledger.
Ooh. Don't speak ill of Heath Ledger. He's one of the all-time greats.
No, it wasn't ill. It was quite a sweet story.
Oh, really? What did Heath do?
He witnessed a first date Heath Ledger went on with. What's her name? The girl out of...
This will be fun.
Oh, God.
Okay. The girl out of the...
Heather. Heather Graham.
Yes.
Yeah. The girl out of Boogie Nights.
Well, do you know it's so funny? Because I'm giving you way too much information and my whole article this week is saying, can we all stop giving too much information on first dates?
I thought giving too much info would be great on a first date because people hold too much, you know, they hold too much secretive.
Do you know what? I thought that until I went on a date recently and this guy just told me way too much.
What do you mean? Like what stuff where you're like, nope, definitely not going back on a date with you.
Oh yeah. It was an instant, this is the last date we'll ever go on. Because it started with, I've been arrested a few times.
But
he's been arrested a few times. One is too dark, but I was like halfway out the restaurant and I was like, but then I was like, if someone tells you they've been arrested, you're not going to hang around to find out why they got arrested.
Yeah.
So I, called the waiter over, said, one margarita, please, and said, all right, spill the beans. What have you been arrested for?
And
get this story. It's so heckers. So he was coming home from a dress-up party and he was dressed as a commando and he had a fake gun and a real kitchen knife, as you do. So he was walking home from this party and he reckons this guy at the bus stop gave him lip. So as a joke, he grabbed this guy by the neck, put the knife up to him, dragged him around the corner to quote, give him a bit of a fright. He was laughing as he told me this.
Oh
it gets
God.
Worse. And I'm looking at him like, what? Because he's like, yeah, he thought I kidnapped him. And I kept going, you did kidnap him. That's exactly what you did. So then anyway, gave that guy a fright, kept walking, walks around the corner, goes past a nightclub. He reckons the bouncer gave him lip as well. So he pulls up his fake gun and points it at him, pretends to shoot him. The guy fully ducks because he thinks some weirdo is like trying to shoot him with a gun. By the time he gets home, of course the police are waiting for him because both these guys have called the police on him. And he's like, yeah, so I had to like spend the night at the police station.
Maz, are you sure you don't miss the dating world?
Oh my God.
Are you sure you don't miss it? Like just, these are the characters you're missing out on out there.
My goodness. Like,
these are the guys I'm going on dates with.
Respect, though, for sticking around to hear the story. Because
it was a great story. I think he's an absolute psycho.
How did you get out of it after you heard the story? Were you just like,
wouldn't give him lip.
I used the age-old excuse, which has got me out of so many bad dates. I said, breakfast radio. I'm so tired. I've got to get up early in the morning. Thanks so much for the drink. gotta go.
What are you talking about? It's 4:30 in the afternoon. This is an afternoon date. What do you mean by that?
You know, we've got such a big day to get in at like 2 a.m. So I really should go to bed now. He saw my face and was like, yeah, I'm not hearing from her again.
Yeah. And then he punched the shit out of the guy sitting next to him. He was so mad.
And then I thought it was hot, so I decided to give him another date. No, I'm joking.
You did
you
not.
Would too.
I did it. No, but it just proves I really have closed that chapter on the bad boys.
Oh my God.
The bad boys. Jenna.
That's too bad boy. That's next level bad boy for me.
All right. Look, the article on news.com.au, the podcast, Kinda Sorta Dating. Chat next week, Jenna.
See you guys.
Just got to contain the excitement here, Maz, because this is big. The moment we've been building towards for a month.
I love the wheel.
I love it too.
I feel I've really grown to enjoy this moment where we get to spin a wheel with a bunch of prizes on it and just make somebody's day.
It's been good vibes the entire time. No losers. Everyone's been happy and the prizes have been epic. And look what's up on the board still today.
Everyone has won big. So today it's finally 8 a.m. on Friday. This is the do not miss it spin. On the wheel, we've got $500 worth of fuel, $500 to spend at the Iconic, $1,000 cash, and a Samsung Galaxy Tab A tablet.
Now, we can't say too much right now. All will be revealed in a sec, but let's go to Holly this morning. Holly!
Oh, my God!
Holly!
Hi.
Oh, my God.
Babe.
Hi. Happening.
Yes,
oh
it
my
is.
God.
This is happening,
I promise
Holly.
You, this is happening. You are already a winner.
Congrats.
Congratulations.
Oh my God, I'm crying.
Are you crying because you're happy?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Just checking.
Holly.
It's pretty overwhelming, so take it all in. This is your moment, babe. This is all you.
Nothing to be embarrassed about, Holly. Of the prizes on the wheel this morning, which one is the standout for you?
Honestly, I would take anything, but the $1,000 cash would be really handy at the moment.
$1,000, but what would you do with the $1,000 if we spun it up?
Well, I've just recently moved out of home for the first time, so it would just help with a lot of payments and bills and stuff.
So much admin when you move out of home.
Mm. Right?
Or you could just spend it all on menu log. Whatever, yeah. I'm not going to judge you.
It's a big moment of your life,
okay.
Holly.
Oh
all right.
God. Oh, who's going to do the spin?
Oh, mate, I don't even know. Holly, Maz,
you choose,
or
babe.
Myself, who's spinning the wheel for you this morning?
Oh, well, look, everybody's been saying Maz is on a winning streak, but I know that you're a winner when you get through anyway, so toss a coin.
Toss a coin. We don't have one.
We don't have a coin.
Maz, you're closest. Just
okay,
give the
wheel a spin. Okay, I'm
going
to do it. Holly, do you trust me?
Yes.
Yeah, of course, Maz.
Okay,
go.
Babe. All right.
All right.
Final spin.
Hey, no pressure, Maz.
This is the final spin.
This is big, all right? No pressure. Here we go.
What's it going to be? 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 What's it going to...
Holly?
Yes?
Oh, my God.
You have won...
Everything
on the wheel! It landed on $1,000 cash, but you get every single prize on that 50K feeling wheel.
That's why this was the don't miss it spin, babe. You've got it all. Everything that's up there, it's all yours, Holly.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I'm so nervous.
So just to recap, you've got $1,000 cash, you've got $500 at the Iconic, you've got $500 worth of free fuel, and you've got the Samsung Galaxy Tab A tablet from Harvey Norman Computers.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
That is our absolute pleasure. Thanks, Holly.
Oh, my God.
That is that 50K feeling.
That's it right there. Mate, I'm pumped. My adrenaline's going hard right now.
Yeah, that's nuts. We've been building to this for so long. We've known this. We knew that we were going to do this the whole time, Holly. We just didn't tell you about it.
I've been gutted when I haven't gotten through, and I just, that's it. It was a sign that I didn't get through any other day.
Destiny, babe. All yours.
It was all building to this moment. Massive thanks to Harvey Norman Computers. Huge thanks to our promotions department for getting amazing prizes for us over the last month.
You've been epic. Like, great team effort to everyone involved. And we've had like 100 winners.
Yep.
100 people who have called this show have won something epic over the last month.
Congrats to all the winners. Big thanks to everyone that tried to get through for that 50K feeling wheel as well. It's been a ride giving away.
We've got to bring the wheel back. At some point, the wheel's gold.
Love the sound of that. So that is that 50K feeling. That's what we give you here on Hit. It's Gaundy and Maz.
Gaundy and Maz's podcast is the complete package. Brand new Mazda BT50. It's the only ute that's a complete package.